life, sex, goals, and oh, hell knows, this is Midlife Craving. Dicks, thin but short, long but thin, sea cucumbers. I feel like I've just been naming every dick in the world because there's just so many.
Rumor has it she's still naming dicks.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to be back today. I feel like it's been forever since I've been in my little podcast closet. And today I'm really excited because I've got my little firecracker, Carissa, with me. I feel like there should be a warning on you. You know, like the warning on the side of a firecracker box? You know what I mean? Like,
imagine being me.
Explosives inside. But I'm really excited you're here. We're going to start off with my 5-minute orgasm where I go over all the things that have been going on in my life. I like to unload. Yes. Unload.
Loads.
I know. Loads and loads of things going on.
I'm picking up on your dory tendencies.
Yes, they're there. All right. So I think the biggest update that I have is the way the 60-day no-D diet is impacting my life. It's this whole statement of I gotta heal to feel, and I gotta be honest with you, I'm not a big fan of it. I'm not someone who likes to feel my feels. I'd rather, you know, use my drug of choice and ignore everything going on around me, but that's not an option. So I'm working on accepting the things that have changed, forgiving myself for things I've done, things that have happened, and just moving forward. You know, it's tough to do.
I can definitely relate to that.
Yeah. So I want to also talk about something. I've been having like the most intense sex dreams. And I'm like, was that real? Like, I feel like calling someone the next morning and being like, I'm sorry. Did I abuse you last night? Like, I'm sorry for that. Because this shit feels fucking real.
I volunteer for tribute. just unleash it on me.
Yeah, like I've been having like these intense fucking sex dreams and also these like insane waves of sex drive. And I know you can relate about that, Carissa.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like I text you all the time and yes. I'm like, Adrian. Like,
I know. I swear to God, I'm about to chew bark of a fucking tree. Right. I mean, I'm going to be like a fucking, like, what do they call? Like a woodpecker or a fucking, what? Like a beaver. A beaver is a perfect word. Like a beaver, like just fucking chewing bark off a tree right now because, my God, like the drive is there. Oh, my God. So, and another thing, too, I really miss getting my pussy licked.
Right. It's kind of like when you sent me a text message the other day with a emoji of a food. And I was like, she must
be. The peach?
Yep. And I was like, oh, she's talking about something sexual. And then I was like, oh, no, she's talking about
peach high noons.
Peach high noons. Definitely not talking about anything else.
I know. It's always on my mind. It's always on the forefront. Now, I will say there's high highs and there's low lows. You know, there's times where I'm really happy that I'm on this no-D diet. It's definitely bringing me some clarity, but the frustration, and it's come in waves. Like the first 2 weeks were rough, really rough. And then it evened out and I was like, I'm good. I got this. But lately, I don't know if it's I'm getting closer to the end and there's no like end. Like I'm not just going to go fuck somebody on July 1st. Maybe not.
Maybe.
We'll see
who's in the running.
Baywatch is a huge, he's a big one coming up here. I don't know. We'll see.
OQP, only quality penis.
Oh my God. You said that. Okay. So last episode, Uncle Mo was talking about OQP, only quality people. And I am fucking down with that policy. But then you were like, OQP, only quality penis. That's some next level shit that we need to adhere to.
Right. So it's gotta be both. It's gotta be agreed. Quality people and quality penis.
Boom.
And that's the only thing we're messing with these
Fuck
days.
Yeah. I'm going to trademark that shit. All right.
Be
but I have
OQPPPP.
It could be a fucking song. All right. So I have to tell you the story, though. So, you know, Prince Charming came over. He takes my daughter out for dinner and stuff like that, which I love him for that. I do. But it's been hard. And I actually put out this TikTok last weekend because I've been struggling. It's rough to see him. And, you know, everyone sees the fun, happy, wild Adrian. Everyone hears the fun, happy, wild Adrian stories. And I thought it would be important to share. You know, I'm vulnerable, too. I have feelings as well. You know what I mean? I know I'm a nympho, but I do have a fucking heart, you know. So anyway, so I've been struggling a little bit. But he came by and brought her to dinner, which was super nice. But he was like in heat. Okay. Like he came in. He was just grabs me, was kissing all over my neck, kissing on my face. I'm like, oh, my God, like, no. We can't do this. You know, and it was rough. Like I was over on the couch and he like gets on top of me. Okay. And he's pretty well endowed. And it's like this huge dick, like laying on me. And it's like almost hanging out of his shorts. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm like, I can't do this. And so this is fucking hysterical. My daughter, like, hears the ruckus and she comes downstairs and she goes, my mom's on a no D diet.
Oh my God. Oh no.
She thinks it's a no dating diet, which is perfect for her. Again. And I'm like, that's right. No D diet. Like, no, like I can't. But let me just tell you, my pussy was so angry. Okay. Like this bitch was fucking angry. She was like, take him downstairs, just sit on it. Like, I mean, it was bad. I had to go to the bathroom like 6 times because I was like so fucking wet and turned on. And I'm like, okay, get your life together, Adrian. You'll take a million steps back if you do it. Don't do it. And I'm so fucking proud of myself. I didn't do it.
I'm so proud of you. And like, thank you. I said to you, it's a test. It and is. When you're going through these things, mm-hmm. that like life is going to test you.
Right.
So you see if you're strong enough to say no.
Like, yes. I mean, and girl, he was so hot and heavy. Okay. We were just talking about this because I screenshotted some of the text messages to you because, you know, you're not best friends if you don't do that. And right. So like,
you're not safe, fellas.
Yeah. So I sent you, I mean, he was like on fire. He was like, I'm going to fuck you so fucking hard. And I'm like, are you high? And I was like, and he's like, I have so much fucking cum. I'm going to destroy you. And I'm like, have you been listening to my podcast?
She goes, are you on death row? Is this your dying wish?
I know. Is this your last supper that you're thinking of? My pussy? I mean, I can understand, but
I'm flattered.
But I know. Again, I abstained. I love that word. You know, I didn't do it. And I'm really fucking proud of myself.
And you want to know what? You wouldn't have been proud of yourself. If
I would have done it.
If you would have done it.
It would have set me back so much progress. And it's so easy just to that comfort. I told you I've been craving that comfort. It's so easy to go back and like sit on that big hard dick. I mean, I'm licking the microphone. But again, like even though, like I said, my pussy was angry, my head is happy.
Exactly. So. And I think that it's one of those things that it would have felt great in the moment.
Yes.
And you would have filled that void mm-hmm. that you're trying to fill. But we're trying to
temporarily.
Mm-hmm. And you would have, and then you would have been left feeling empty.
Yeah. And I would have had to start this whole 60-day thing over again. Fuck that.
Yeah. You took too many 42 steps forward. We're not taking any back.
Yes. Yes. All right. So let's wrap up this 5-minute orgasm. Let's kick off this episode. I'm so happy to have you here.
I'm excited.
I know. And I want to talk about how we met.
Oh, God.
Because like, seriously, we just met a few weeks ago.
Right. And it was weird because we didn't really talk that much.
No.
We met for like very briefly.
It was a handshake. Uncle Mo introduced us and I was just like, hey, how are you? And
yeah,
I was
running around. We have the pleasure of both knowing Uncle Mo.
Yes. Yes. Lucky gals. So I'm like running around doing all these things. Okay. You go ahead.
But yeah, no. And so I met her and I'm a click person. Mm-hmm. I'm a vibe person. Mm-hmm. I know who I can click with, and I know who just, you know, I'm a nice person, but that doesn't mean that we're gonna be best friends forever.
Yeah.
But so I met you and I was just like, I like her energy.
And you came up to me, you were like,
wait, later in the night, you met like other friends.
I know, I had other friends there. I was buzzing around, you know me, and then you came over and you were like, I like you.
Yeah.
And I was like, I like you too.
And I was getting ready to leave and I was like, all right, like, and I also like need more female friends.
Yeah.
And so I've gone outside my comfort zone in that department. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, all right, I really like this girl's energy. I'm going to go up to her and I'm going to get her number.
I'm so glad you did.
I'm so glad I did. Because here we are.
I know. So that was, it was so fun. And like, then I think the next Sunday I was like, hey, bitch, I'm coming over. And that was the day I talked about it on this episode when we went to American Legion and you won $60. I was like, okay, I fucking love her. Like, you're somebody I can roll with. Like, I got a lot going on. It's, you know, I'm a formidable force. It's a Hurricane Adrian coming through and you can ride next to me and you're like on your bike, like, dun, 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 and you're like, fuck yeah, bitch, let's go. And I love
thunder
that
and lightning.
You. Yes.
Thunder and lightning.
Thunder and lightning. What? Oh, my God. I've been watching this fucking show on Netflix called The Circle. Have you seen it? You got to watch it. Season 2.
I did start watching a little bit of it.
At first, you're like, what is this? But now I find myself speaking in circle. So I was going to say like thundercloud emoji, lightning emoji, send.
Hashtag.
Yeah. Oh, but what's funny is, okay, so we need to talk about, so let's see, we hung out, had an amazing day together. And then we started talking every single day. And then we had family dinner. What was that, like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, we introduced our kids to each other. Oh, so yes. My hot water heater exploded.
This is totally normal.
Right.
Totally normal things.
And so I'm like, I wake up hungover. And
yeah, and your son's like, Mom, our house has a heartbeat.
Yeah, he goes, I'm trying to solve the mystery. And as I already heard, I woke up, I heard this thump, thump, thump. And I'm like, oh no, that sounds expensive. I'm going to lay here for a little bit longer. And then my son gets up and he's like, Mom. Or I'm like, good morning, buddy. And he's like, Mom, I'm trying to solve this mystery. And I'm like, oh yeah, what mystery? He's like, why our house has a heartbeat. And I was like, yeah, so about that. If you figure that out, just like let me know. Bring mommy a bottle of wine when you let me know what it is. But like, let me know.
Yeah.
And he never found out what it was. I did. I went into my basement and was like, oh. That shh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds even more expensive than it did from my bed.
Yeah. And water is no fucking joke, man.
Yep. And so Adrian was like, if you need to shower, you can come over. Right. And my daughter had just broken her ankle.
We can't make, okay, you can't make this up. Yeah. So, yeah.
If I were to ever have a podcast, it would be called You Can't Make This Shit Up.
Yeah. So you came over, shit showered and shaved. And then we just like made a day of it because I was editing, I think. And then I was like, okay, you guys actually motivated me because I was like, okay, if I get this editing done by 5, we can go to dinner. Like, let's go to fucking dinner. Let's just call it a day. So that's what we did, right? So we go to dinner and it was just the wildest, most hilarious night because – it was hilarious. Is that what it's most hilarious?
Most hilarious.
Most hilarious night because our kids met and they were the comments were hysterical. So my daughter says to me, she was like, oh my God, Mom, you finally found a friend that has the same problems as you. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, Mom, you finally found somebody that has the same issues as you.
I know.
And I was like,
proud mom moment.
I was like, well, thank you. But
so funny.
It's crazy though that like our kids have like given us insight onto like
I know
the crazy hot messes that we are, but like in such a good way. I feel like we're just building character.
You know, that's one of the things. I feel like our children are learning from us what not to do, what not to tolerate. That's huge. But I think it's funny because like they were throwing out these little gems and my daughter goes, she was like, Mom, your career is here. And she sends like this, she puts like her hand really high up to the sky and she's like, and your personal life is here. And it's like way down below. I'm like, oh shit. And then she says, I think we were asking, like, you know, what do you think I'm like? What do you, and she was like, you know, Mom, you're full of yourself, but you're not high maintenance. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I can't argue with that.
Right. Yeah. No.
Spot on.
And like,
not cocky, confident, I would say.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which you should be. You have every reason to be.
And then tell the story about your daughter and her text message. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
One of the funniest comebacks ever.
So I am raising a savage. Yeah. And I found that out conveniently. I took my daughter's phone away at some point for some reason. And she's a really, really good kid. She doesn't ever get her phone taken away. And it's just like her phone's just like bling, bling, bling. And it turns out to be a group chat. I open it and I see some things that I'm like, okay. So I dive a little further and it's a group chat of people roasting each other. And I'm like, all right, let's see what my girl's got.
Oh, my God.
But actually, that's not what I said at all at the time. I was like, oh, my God, what is happening? So I'm reading it. And, you know, these kids are going back and forth like, oh, that's not what your dad said.
Your mama
jokes and your dad jokes. Mm-hmm. And then there's my daughter and she goes, oh, yeah, you want a cookie with that dick meal? And I'm like, but at the same time, I'm saving that and I'm using that one day. But like, how? What?
And, oh, my God. Hysterical.
Yeah. So
God, kids having phones, by the way. So I've heard this thing, like you don't give a child a phone until you're okay with them seeing a penis. That's what I've heard. Like the standard is like as soon as you're ready for your child to see a penis, then they're ready for a cell phone. And I'm like, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I feel like, you know, we both are in the same situation. Single moms. We have split families. And I want my daughter to have a phone. but she's not old enough. Not yet. She's not ready to see a penis. So
I think the like what I got my daughter a phone more so for me than for her. And at first, when I first got it for her, it wasn't to, you know, for her to be on social media or anything. It was she only got it when she went somewhere that I could get in touch with her.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. And I want that with my daughter. So I'm feeling like sooner than later, you know, I'll have her have one just because it's the communication thing is huge. When you're not with your babies, that's probably the hardest part of, you know, splitting up is the distance from your child.
Yes. Day. And it's even really friends, rough. Like going to friends' houses. I mean,
you know. Right. Well, she's at that age, right?
Or like on the school bus. And like even in school, it was just like when she was out of my sight, I was like, I don't like not being able to know. Like,
yep. Know what's going on.
But yeah, at first it was just, you know, if she left the house.
Yeah.
Is when she got the phone. So but as far as when I want her to see a penis, she would never have a phone.
I know.
I'm trying to save her.
I know, but like that's what I've heard. I'm gonna tell you this right now. When that little age comes around, I'm be like showing her pictures of like fucking warts and herpes. I'm like, bitch, you want this?
Yeah.
Or how about I'll put a crying baby in her arms. You know, my sister's had a baby. I'm like, you want this? This is right, your future. Well. Like, fuck that. I'm putting the fear of God in her.
And that's learning, like, one of those things, learning from your parents' mistakes. Like, not a mistake, because I had my daughter when I was very young. And I think about the timeline and I'm like, my daughter could be, like,
a mom soon, yeah. Wow.
In 5 years, like 5 years from how old she is right now, I was a mom. I was living on my own. So I'm just like.
I know you have a very unique story. Like you started life so early. And I think that's why you're so mature for your age. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I had my daughter when I was really young, 18. And like the thought of her, she's 13 now. And the thought of her having a child 5 years from now.
It's insane.
Is insane. It yeah. is. And I'm grateful for the fact that I did have her so young in so many ways. I think it's really going to benefit her later on in life. She's mature for her age. And I think she's never going to go and put herself into that position.
So what was the hardest part of being a young mom? A teen mom, that's what they call it.
I would say, you know, it kept me in a situation that was not the best for me and my kids. And
finances?
I married their dad when I was 17 years old.
Wow.
And it wasn't the best situation for anybody involved. But I tried to make it work. And I don't regret that decision because the alternative of having a kid at 17 or 18 or getting pregnant at 17 and having a kid at 18 is one of those things that like it could have been, I wouldn't say worse, but it could have been a different kind of bad.
I know. And it's one of the things is I love is how she's so much older and it's nice because you still got your youth, girl. Like you have tons of time ahead of you. And it's
my
like
second best life.
You do. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, this is like a whole new different. Like I talk about midlife all the time and you have like, you're going to get to have two midlifes if you want. You could, you know? And so
right. I did the stay at home mom thing. I did the have my kids. Like I have two kids. My daughter is going to graduate high school when I'm 36 years old.
Wow. Yeah.
Like that and is funny crazy to me.
I got to be honest with you. I usually don't have people. I try to stick to people that are in their 40s or pushing 40 because that's my thing, you know, midlife. And I talk about being 40 and what the fuck. But because of the life that you've lived already, you're there. I mean, we're 10 years apart, but there's no difference. Like, and there's no, your maturity level is there. And I feel like you're riding right next to me.
Imagine trying to date people my age, being my age. Like, terrible. It's so bad.
I have a thing for older men anyway. So I, girl.
Yeah, that's, I'm trying that on for size.
Yeah.
No, I've dated people younger than me. And I'm like, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I doing that? Because let's be real. I have life experience far beyond your average 31-year-old.
Right, right.
Yeah,
when you say that number, I'm even just like, there's no way you're fucking 31.
I know.
And there's no fucking way.
And like a lot of people that I meet are just like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you're young. And
yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
My God, when I was 31, huh?
Right. But when you were 31, what were you doing?
Well, I had just had Emmy. I was married, but I lived so much crazy life before that. Like, you know, I spent my entire 20s in college and then got married, did the whole plan that society wants me to do, you know. And so, you know, honestly, when I was 31, I was really unhappy. I was thrown into this world of like, oh shit, I'm a single mom, but I'm married. This is weird. What am I going to do? You know?
I can totally relate to that. So for me, I had both of my kids by the time I turned 23.
Wow.
And I've got, you know, two kids and a divorce under my belt by the age of 31.
I know. So people that are 31, they're like a lot of my 30-year-old friends, like not I don't have a lot, but the ones that are, they're all talking about like, I got to find my match. I need to get married, you know? And no, it's like, don't. Yeah, no, no, you no, don't. No. Girl, listen, everybody who listens to this show knows how I feel about that. But there's a lot of pressure in that age group for sure. And then having kids, like, no, sorry, no vacancy.
It goes back, like, so I'm reading this book, and one of the things is, if the thought of being alone forever scares you, you don't deserve to be in a relationship right now.
Oh, wow. That's, yeah.
And I've always, like, you know, identified with relationships personally. And when I read that, I was like, And then I, like, really thought about it. And I think about all of the bullshit that goes into these relationships, and I see people in relationships, and I could easily be like, all right, like that's nice. You know, they're cooking dinner together. They get to wake up.
Oh, right.
But
let's cuddle and watch a movie.
And I'm like, but it's so, and then I see all of the terrible things, and I'm just like, no, thank you. I'm not, no, thank you. Like I don't want to be alone forever at all.
I know.
I do want it to be.
But let's be honest, a lot of people find themselves under a lot of pressure in their early 30s, late 20s, early 30s. And not to say people settle, but people kind of do settle. Like, I mean, I think that I kind of did. You know, I felt a lot of pressure. One of the funniest stories I have, and this makes me think of that, is it was Thanksgiving. And my grandmother was like, Adrian, no boyfriend again. And I was like, oh, Grammy, all of my boyfriends spend the holidays with their wives. There's nothing I could do about that. I was like, what do you want me to do? Like, they're with their families, their wives and children. Like, you know, and I'm like, fuck. Like, I felt all this, like, pressure and stress to hurry up and, you know, get married, have a baby, whatever. And it's rough. It's just, it's a rough trap to fall into. And can I tell you, the thing I see the most with people that reach out to me, I mean, the DMs and the feedback that I get about the show means the absolute world to me. And I love hearing from everybody. And the biggest thing that I see is this mismatch of sex drive, or this mismatch of like goals or growing together, or ways that like a couple can move forward with each other. And it's like, it's really tough. And I just want to say, like, you know, you're not alone.
I appreciate you so much for the normalizing what you're doing. And
thank you.
The thing is that I've been on both ends of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. I've been the person that, like, don't touch me.
Yeah.
But I've also been the person that's like, excuse me, we've only had sex 3 times today.
Yeah.
Could we, you know, what
it's hard finding that match. Yeah.
You're slacking. And so I definitely can relate on both levels. And it's hard to find that, like, that perfect.
I know. Well, perfect is a word we should never use.
Right.
But honestly, what's most important to me is I want someone that I can fucking travel with, laugh with, and have fun with. But also, that sex drive level, we got to be on the same level, because otherwise, it's not going to work out. You know, it's a huge fucking problem for me.
For the longest time, like in like a past relationship, I was just like, when it came to touch. Mm-hmm. And then I got out of that relationship and I was just like, I can't get enough. Like,
yeah.
It was just, and I was like, okay, so it was the relationship. It's not me. There's nothing wrong with me. Mm-hmm. It was the relationship.
It's funny you mentioned that, because in my marriage, I barely had sex. I didn't even think about sex. That's insane to me. I was also fucking miserable, and I was really busy being a single mom to a newborn. But like, it's funny to me, because and I think maybe that's why my sex drive is like through the fucking roof. Well,
I've literally considered that. But I've considered that, because in my marriage, I was like, oh, could you just take like 3 steps back?
Yeah, I wanted nothing to do with that. Right.
There's another, I think there's another bed somewhere else.
Oh, my ex-husband moved to the guest bedroom. He was like, I don't want to be, you know, taking care of a waking baby. And I'm like, okay, great, then I will, you know?
Right. Also, next time, don't impregnate me.
I mean, really?
But you got your girl out of it.
I know. So. She is the best thing she is my gem, let me tell you. The diamond in the rough. That's that little girl right there. All right, so we've gone off on a tangent here, but let's wrap up this family dinner, because it was fucking hysterical. And I swear the whole entire place was like looking at us as entertainment, which I'm fine with, but I'm like, okay, like our kids, like, so your son all of a sudden decides he wants to be called Zach now.
Yes, which his name is not Zach. And I don't know why all of a sudden. I know,
he's like, call me Zach. And then he took all of my daughter's scrunchies and he was like, put them around his dress. He was like, scrunchie gang. I'm like, okay.
So tell me you're surrounded by estrogen without telling me you're surrounded by estrogen. Yep, that's my kid.
I know. And then, oh my God, then all of a sudden I just heard like, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah? I'm like, okay. And then the very end of the night, I was like, okay, it's time to get the fucking check. Like, they were like, we were talking about Rosie and speaking whale. And then all of a sudden, the kids are like, we can speak whale. And so there's whale noises everywhere. And me and Chris are just like, we are fucking out of here. Like,
we got to check these.
Like, hurry up, bring it fast.
I got a Rosie myself.
Yes.
And that is what sparked the conversation about, you know, which setting.
I know. Girl.
We're just at a family dinner talking about which setting of Rosie we both like. So if you want to know how our family dinners go, that's especially on a no D diet.
Yeah. I mean, listen, what else are we going to fucking talk about? All right. So let's talk about this. So then I really wanted to share that I'm super excited and proud of you. And I have a couple of people that have DM'd me on Instagram and they're like, Adrian, I'm trying the 60-day no D diet. I'm like, fuck yeah. Okay, so
everybody
Krissa
needs to do, and I've actually recommended it to other people in
my life. So you're on a 60-day no D diet now. How long has it been? Three weeks, right?
I gotta look, but yeah, it's been a couple weeks, and I knew you were on the diet, and I wasn't necessarily choosing to be on the diet.
Right.
It wasn't something that I necessarily was like, oh, I'm going to go out of my way to avoid penis.
The D. I'm struggling today.
It's been a struggle the last few days.
Yeah.
However, I never made the conscious decision to say, but I noticed that after my last relationship that, you know, as we all do, we're like, oh, you know, we're just going to make ourselves feel better.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do. Get under someone else as fast as you can. Yep.
Yeah. And but I realized that and so don't get me wrong. There was OQP.
Right.
But I think that also made me take a step back and be like, I'm not interested in just not quality.
Right.
P.
You know, so let's talk about the keys to the no D diet really quick before we get started, because I think I want to kind of like break down. Yeah, Rosie. All right. So the first one is use toys. Right. I mean, that's a no brainer. The next one is stay busy. The next one is drink less and then live in the gym, you know, get your workout in, and then make and keep priorities. I think these are the things that are helping me get through this no D diet. So let's talk about toys. Rosie. Girl. So I swear to you, like, she's become one of my favorite toys. And you said one of the ways that you like described her orgasms that she gives you. Talk about that.
The stepladder orgasm, where it's just, there's different levels.
Yes.
I've never
come like that before in my life.
I've never experienced that a me day either. In my life. That day years old when I discovered that there were
girl. I love the term pyramid orgasm because if you have Rosie and you get her, like, you double click to the different settings, right? So if you double click to the fifth setting, it's like, this sounds so weird.
So
but
I just tried the fifth setting. I was a big fan of the fourth setting.
But, okay. But this one's just like, bump, 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 bump. Okay, let me tell you something. It frustrates the fuck out of you. Like, you're bitch. And I'll be so close to coming. It's almost like edging.
It's a tease.
It is. And so all of a sudden, it's like, bump, bump, bump. I'm like, oh, here I go. And then, no, it stops again. I'm like, oh, my motherfucker.
I was right there.
But listen to me. When that orgasm finally comes, I'm not going to lie. It is, and I love my Captain Morgan. You know that. But, like, Rosie gets me to a different level. I mean, that orgasm is ridiculous. So I got something to tell you.
So if Adrian suggests a sex toy,
go for it. Yes.
Get it.
Oh, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm never going to suggest something that I don't 100% fully believe in. I refuse to do that. Like, I'm not.
Your standards are high.
Yes. And my standards are very high.
Yeah.
Okay. So
it's
I have a story.
About knowing our value.
Yes.
And that includes our sex toys.
Exactly. All right. So I got a story to tell you. So today, I told you I'm running hot. Today's one of those days. I mean, I'm chewing bark off a tree over here. All right. So I go upstairs. I'm taking a shower and I'm like, let me try out Captain. So, and that's another thing too. I love waterproof toys because let's be honest, like, I have a kid in the house and like, I have to take care of myself in the shower, you know, like, close the doors, lock the doors. I'm in the shower, you know. All right. So I get Captain and I notice he's a little weak. I'm like, And so it's not working. I know. I'm like, wait a minute. So I was like, it's not working that well. So I'm like, fuck. So I literally swing the door open, go in my drawer, and I grab Rosie. I'm like, she'll take me home. So use Rosie. She's fucking dead. At this point, I'm like, okay, well, first of all, I cannot
pro
stop.
Tip on the no D diet. Make sure your shit's charged.
Fucking rookie mistake. I've discussed it on the show and I'm like, mother dick. So I'm like, bitch. So I break the shower head down. I'm like, that's it. So I take the shower head and I'm like,
you went back to basics. You went back to.
So look, I'm like, okay. So I like to, when I'm in the shower, I
peasant
like.
Shit.
I like to shower. I like to come standing up in the shower. And I usually have like, this is so weird, but this is very strange. I'm not into girls at all. But my fantasy, I cannot believe I'm fucking sharing this, but I don't care. My fantasy in the shower is that like, I'm in like a female shower room and some girl's eating me out. Isn't that weird?
Wait, Mike and Dave need wedding dates.
Like, a what?
Mike and Dave need wedding dates?
I don't know. What is that?
It's a movie.
Oh, I don't.
It's based in Hawaii.
Okay.
But yeah, so they're in a sauna and she's trying to get Rihanna tickets. And so she's like, swipe left, swipe right.
Oh, I have to watch that. I got to be honest with you.
It's my favorite movie.
I'm not a big TV movie person. I know. I mean, I quote a lot of movies from the past, but I don't really have time for television. I don't watch a lot.
Until I turned on The Circle the other day, I hadn't turned my TV on in... Well, I turned The Bachelorette on and...
Oh, God. I'm not even going to go there. Fuck that. Fuck that fucking show. All right. So anyway. So listen. So I'm in the shower. I have the shower head and I'm like so frustrated. I'm like, oh, my God. I just want to come. Like, I just want to come. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like trying different settings. And I'm like, I take all the fucking bottles and I wipe them off.
Fucking shit.
I'm like, all right, I'll sit down. So like, I sit down and I'm like holding the thing. I'm like, I'll turn it upside down. I'm like waiting. I was fucking breaking out in sweats in the fucking shower. Okay. Like I was like, if I don't fucking come, I'm going to kill myself. Like,
yeah. So this is how.
So I'm like using the shower head. It's still not happening. I'm like, oh my God. So finally, this is like no shit, 10 minutes. And I'm standing there and I'm like holding onto the glass. I'm like, please, I just want to come. And I ended up having like an amazing orgasm, but I was so frustrated. And I'm like, fuck. I'm like, fuck this shower head.
The toys have spoiled you.
They have. That's what I was going to say. I'm so used to Captain and Rosie taking care of me. I don't have to think. It just does. And it's, you know, Rosie's orgasms are fucking incredible. And then here I am with fucking water pressure.
I feel bad for July 1st. I know. Whoever that is.
I know. And my fucking clit. I'm just like, just get it done. Like, yeah. But I'm telling you, like, this is the level that I'm at right now. I mean, girl, have you ever sweat in the shower? Because I did today. I was sweating in the fucking shower.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. All right. All right, so we talked about toys. Toys, we've exhausted them on your no-D diet.
That is an important factor. Actually, so not that I was necessarily preparing for a no-D diet or anything,
right.
But I just so happened to buy 3 new toys at the same time.
Yes, it's so exciting. And I love getting mail like that.
It was like, you know, the timing was just perfect.
Yeah.
So,
but you got to stay charged. What a fucking rookie mistake. I mean, I made it. And believe me, bitch, they're all up there charging right now. I'm like, power up.
Yeah, excuse. Yeah, get all of your charges in.
Yeah. All right. So the next thing is staying busy.
The next time I have to use a shower head, y'all are in trouble.
Wait, the next time your fucking water ear explodes, you come use my shower.
I'm not going to think about you. Grabbing the glass or swiping all the bottles.
Oh my God. Cause I was like, clear this bench off. I was so fucking mad. Okay. All right. So staying busy. So a big thing I think that's important, like you're on this no-D diet. This is for somebody. I think it's a great thing for somebody that's like starting something new is you're going back to school, you know, and you're reading self-help books, you know, we're at the pool the other day. And like, but it allows more time to do those things, to focus on yourself. So staying busy is key. And you're doing that.
I think it the key is staying busy in things that are going to benefit you.
Being productive.
Right.
There
productive,
you go. Productive.
Yes. Yes. You don't want to just stay busy. I could stay busy going to the bar.
Right.
I could
stay
busy, you know, taking a different guy home every night.
Yeah.
I could stay
busy. Well, no, we're not doing that because there's no D.
Exactly. So,
yeah.
You know, it's staying busy in things that are actually going to benefit you.
Yes. I love that. All right. And, so then, go ahead.
So it's like non-negotiables. I made for myself was I'm going to read at least 10 minutes or 10 pages a day.
Oh, I love that.
And honestly, it's ended up being more with the book that I'm reading. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, and every, like, I just made a list of things that I'm going to do every day. And it's not extensive. It's not a chore, but right. it's just things that I'm like.
Keeping you productive.
And it's and it's benefiting me.
There you go.
And honestly, if I'm to the point, me, of all people, am to the point where I can say, if I am alone forever, that's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
Then I think that
you succeeded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely working because
I love that. I felt it too. I felt a shift through this no-D diet. I really have. It's definitely been life-changing for me, for sure. Because like you, and like I think so many others, I'm not running to my favorite thing, which is dick and getting under someone else.
Yes. You know? And like that's one of the things that we've like talked about is we all have our vices.
Yep.
And you know, and usually it's a combination. Mm-hmm. You know, you go to a bar, you drink. And then you feel good.
Sit on someone's face.
And yes. Mm. And then you take somebody home and then you sit on their face.
Yeah.
And but it got to the point where I would get attention at the bar and be like, thank you. I'm going to go hang out with Rosie.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And that's when I realized that like as much as I, you know, past me would have benefited from filling that,
quick
that void.
Fix. Yeah.
I was in it for like, I want long term success. Mm-hmm. And I want to be okay with being alone. And I do yeah. like, I don't want to be single forever. I don't want to wake up alone.
Me and you were just talking about this. Like, I never have really taken the time to be alone. And you said you haven't either. And that's a big thing. Like, we need to be okay being alone. And by the way, I'm not talking about being lonely. I'm talking about being alone. There's a difference there. You know, I don't feel lonely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, oh, and like, I totally get, like, being alone and not lonely is something that it's kind of new to me.
Me too.
I get my kids, like, every other week. So there's a whole week that I'm completely alone.
Mm-hmm.
And that is new, and usually I would be like, you know, I got to fill that time with something.
Right.
And now I'm filling that time with me.
I fucking love that. And can I be honest with you? I haven't known you that long, but I've noticed the change in you as well. You know what I mean? Like I can see in the way that you talk about things and things that you're learning and sharing with me. I'm so thankful for it too. So we're in here just benefiting each other, you know?
Yeah. It's like thing. I said, we are in a, so me and Adrian are in a healthy relationship. So
yes,
a completely fucking platonic, healthy relationship.
Yes.
Because.
Yeah, you're not eating me out in the shower.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I can't believe I shared that, by the way. Whatever. Yeah,
that's not going to be me. But
no, I agree, though. This is a very healthy fucking relationship.
Oh, no. I'm going to model any future relationship that I have off of our friendship because
I love it.
We build each other up,
mutually respect each other, support one another, want each other to thrive and succeed. I mean, that's rare to find. You know, there's a lot of rainy day friends out there and you're not one of them. And I'm really thankful and appreciative of that.
I love our friendship and
it's just easy.
It's so easy.
You know, it's the same thing in a relationship. You know, it's just easy. There's no gray area. There's no fucking games. There's no worry. There's no, you know, you're not leaving somebody and thinking question mark, exclamation point. Like, fuck that. No, like it's clear. There's no gray areas. It's black and white. We're here to watch each other succeed and grow and moving
on. And we're helping each other succeed and grow separately, but together.
Together, yeah.
And I love that.
Let's
and
get that's married. That
is, yeah, right? Right? I mean, I'm not going to eat you out in the shower. You're going to have to find somebody else for that, but I'm totally
so funny. All right, so let's talk about the next thing. So drinking less, because that's another thing too that I think I started doing and you definitely have started doing. Like you said, I think you were like, Adrian, you were like, I feel better. You know, losing weight is a huge bonus and you're just more productive overall. Because let's be honest, when you break up with someone, what's the first thing you do? I'm like, I'm getting a shot, you know, like I'm going to go drink beers.
Yeah, I'm
like,
going to go get fucked up and right. I'm going to go into the bar and I'm going to find somebody that's going to give me attention.
Right. Yes.
So, but, and granted, like I had the spare time to go to the bar and I was drinking way more, but
made a change and it's a real thing.
It wasn't benefiting me. It was fun. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. And I still love having fun. I still love drinking.
Oh yeah.
I still love going out and hanging out, but like it's
not your life anymore.
No.
Exactly.
And it just goes back to like, I felt better. I didn't feel like I needed to fill my time with things that were just going to temporarily make me feel good.
It's all, you know, that's what the whole 60-day no D diet is about. It's about not filling that void. It's about owning and accepting the void and then filling it up with things that benefit you, you know? And that's the last step of the 60-day no D diet. It's like making priorities and keeping them. And I think one of the things you said to me is you were like, Adrian, you know, love and relationships and sex, it's only one part of your life. It's not the entire part. And I think that's what the no D diet's done for me. It's made me realize that, like, wait a minute, getting D is not what life is all about. I mean, I do love it. And like, but
you don't identify with it anymore. But yes. And so that's what I was saying. Like, one of the things in my book that I'm reading is that, you know, it's not the losing the relationship. It's not the divorce. It's not losing your job that breaks you. Right. It's the fact that you lost yourself in all of those things. You identified so much with your relationship, with your marriage, with
being a mom,
with being with being the, you know, the fuck girl. So you're not identifying with that anymore, and you're figuring out who you are outside of that identity. And
I love that.
It's hard. It is hard because you
hang on. Safe. You got to stop saying the word hard.
No. Yeah. Well, you know. It's difficult in these times. It's difficult.
Things are difficult right now. But so hang on, I don't want to
forget the shower. What
a fucking shower head. Fuck that shower head. I'm never resorting to that again, by the way. I mean, if you're in dire strait, I mean, I recommend, but like, my God.
Have you ever seen the meme? It's like, yeah, so the toy died in the middle, so I had to resort to my fingers like a cave woman.
I wouldn't even
we're not doing that.
I know I was toys have made me so fucking lazy. I don't want to go back to that. No, like, why?
I'm gonna have a forearm the size of
your forearms.
Yeah, no, we ain't. No, we're not.
Your right forearm.
Right. All right. And then what if I have to switch? I'm going to have to switch to my left at some point.
Oh, my God. That would be a disaster.
Take forever. Yeah, no.
Okay, hold on. I want to get back to this. I don't want to forget one thing that you said. Is you were like, oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of myself fucking myself in the shower. I'm thinking about my hands shaking and like how angry I was earlier. So hang on, let me get.
Hey, Adrian, maintain. Your forearms are looking a little strong today.
Maintain.
Oh, your toy has died. That's. Oh, okay.
All right. Okay. All right. So one of the things that you said was, I need to figure out where I'm going before asking who's gone with me. And yes. I love that.
Yes.
Because it's true. You know?
Because I've always, you know, Everybody worries about, okay, well, like, you know, you said yourself, like, I am the loneliest I've ever been, but I feel more alive than I've ever been.
Yes.
It was something along those lines.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, we put so much emphasis on, you know, celebrating your successes with that person.
Yes.
And just doing
those things. Society wants to see you partnered up. You know, Adrian, oh my gosh, like, what's going on? They want to see, that's what society wants to see. That's what everyone wants to see. Okay, they're taken care of. They're with someone else. Why can't I be alone? What's so wrong with that? I'm not lonely, but I'm alone. And like, and that's a very true fucking statement. Like, I am feeling like you do feel like the times where you're, you know, I don't like using the word lonely, but like, it's true. But like, I feel the most alive that I ever have in my entire life right now.
And yes. And it, you know, it's weird adjusting. It's an adjustment. It's weird adjusting to the fact that you're successful. You're becoming like a great success, but you don't have that person
cheering me on and standing in my corner.
Yes, yeah. But you are becoming that person that's cheering
right.
you on.
That's right.
And
exactly.
You're surrounding yourself with people. Hey,
yeah.
Me,
hey,
that are going to be there
yes,
to cheer
true.
You on. But it is weird adjusting mm-hmm. to the fact that you don't have somebody actually there being like, good job, babe.
Yep, I
like,
know.
Let's go out to dinner.
To celebrate.
Yeah, let's
I know.
Go celebrate. And yep. It feels lonely, or you think it feels lonely mm-hmm. in those moments. But really, you are setting yourself up to be your bestest friend and your biggest cheerleader.
You're so fucking right. Right. I can see Uncle Mo right now just like golf clapping in his fucking car as he's listening to this shit, because it's so goddamn true. And I will tell you, you know, a lot of people I talk to who are in relationships and stuck, or they're scared. That's the fear is what we're going through right now. And I want to say this. I want to ask you, what's the alternative? To me, the alternative is worse. Settling and not being, not, you know, going through this is painful. Going through this is hard. No. But I know my nipples are getting hard. But I'm saying, like, it's not easy. But I mean, what is the alternative? Just sit and be stagnant? I always talk about, are you existing or are you living? And motherfucker, I'm living. And so are you. So yeah, and I'm
we're learning,
proud of us.
And we're learning how to. And
it's look not, at us.
Yeah.
It's, who would have thought?
It's not a linear thing. Yeah. It's not something that no. you just wake up one day and you're like, hey, I fucking made it.
Listen, I shared a TikTok last weekend. I was struggling. I was struggling, you know, the other day, and saying no to Prince Charming was really fucking difficult. I use difficult, not hard. And
there we go.
I'm learning.
Growth. Oh, growth. Oh no.
Oh God.
Oh no. All right. So yes.
We're getting there. We're getting there, girl. We are.
Yeah. So I think it's weird.
Yes.
But I've never been more proud of myself in my entire life.
I'm gonna say this. It's weird, but it's worth it.
Absolutely.
Period.
Adrienne's TikTok was about, you know, that she wasn't ready.
Right.
And that she was using her head, not her heart. Mm-hmm. And I sent her a motivational thing. That's what we do because mm-hmm. we're cute and, mm-hmm. you know, we cheer each other on.
Right.
But it was about that. It's, you know, what about the brownie salad thing? If you're losing weight and you've been so good, you've been going to the gym, you've been meal prepping. And then, you know, yeah, it's okay to want the brownie, but you're going to be like, I messed up everything.
Right. Eat that salad and thank yourself tomorrow.
Yeah. If you eat that salad, you're going to be like, well, I don't really feel like eating the fucking salad, but here we are.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, you know, in 3 weeks from now, when you lost 10 pounds, you're going to be like,
you're going to thank yourself for having
that
salad.
Thank God I ate that salad and not the brownie and mm-hmm. gained 10 pounds from eating.
Using your head, not your heart, has been a big thing for me lately, for sure.
And for people like us that, you know, are strong, independent women, mm-hmm. but are actually very emotional.
Yeah.
And I think that's another thing of the no D diet is how emotional.
I don't like talking about feelings. I don't like talking about emotions. And that this diet has brought all of that out. That's why I think I'm struggling so much, because I'm like, ugh, I don't like crying. I don't want to talk about feelings. But this makes you face it. You can't go over it. You can't go under it. You got to go through it.
And exactly. And it's rough. We're both people that fix other, like try, like yep, we always, fixers. We're there for everybody else. Mm-hmm. But it's really just as distracting from us and our feelings.
All right, really quick. So moving on, we talked about the 60-day no-D diet. And I want to touch really quickly on dating, just because we're going to be back out there soon. Oh, God. But you said one of the funniest things. I refuse to go on dating apps. I told everyone that, like, there's fake accounts. You're the one that found Tinder.
No, somebody told me that they saw you on
Tinder.
And
I know.
I was like, oh. And I was like, wow, Adrienne, somebody that found you on Tinder. Are you interested?
So I'm never going to do dating apps. But I thought your analogy over dating apps was so funny. So
feeling on dating apps?
Yes.
I've tried them like once. And
you said it's like going to the grocery store.
So I tried them like once. And yeah, so it's like, you know, when you walk into Target and you're like, oh, this is cute. And mm-hmm. that's cute. And I definitely need this. And that, and mm-hmm. I'm going to put it all in my cart, and then you just leave the cart there and walk away. That is what dating apps is to me. You just put things in your cart and then you leave it. And because I don't actually want it.
Yeah.
You just delete
the cart. You're like, I'm done.
Excuse me, sir. I was window shopping. Mind your business.
Exactly. So fucking
They're
funny.
They're like, oh, I thought you were trying to go on a date next Friday. And I'm like, no,
I was window shopping. Yeah.
I was window shopping. I was trying to make myself feel better
for
5 minutes.
I saw this funny ass TikTok. You know, we both love TikTok. Now I do. And it said, what do I look for in a guy? And she was like, away. I was like, fuck yeah. I was like, she's on a no-D diet herself. I want to take a moment really quick to talk about something, because we're talking about dating. And, you know, I'm on social media and I have a lot of DMs. And I just want to say something. I had two instances literally just in the last 24 hours. I know people are brave when they're behind, you know, their phone or behind that screen. And I just want to say, like, if you're trying to reach out to someone, trying to get to know someone, don't send them a message that's like, hey, send me a picture of your tits. I'm making magnets for my beer fridge. Okay, like, don't do that. And then also, don't send someone a message. Like, you don't even know me, and you're sending me a message. Like, so this guy messaged me and was like, hey, and then I didn't respond. He goes, okay, I guess no. And I'm like, I'm sorry, did I owe you something? And he's like, I'm getting ready to jerk off. I thought you want to know. And I'm like, blocked. Like, no. Like, even someone who's sex positive like me, don't disrespect the person. Like, don't disrespect women. You're never going to get laid. You're going to keep being the guy that's like, I'm about to jerk off, because guess what? You're never going to get the girl. So don't show up and slide into someone's DMs like that. Like, have a little respect. And don't get me wrong, I would say 95% of my DMs is incredible feedback, amazing listeners, and I love hearing from all you guys. But it's like those unsolicited dick pics. Oh my God, what'd you say about that?
There's a pie chart.
Yeah, pie chart.
Yeah, supply and demand. I'll let you guys figure out.
It's just like a pie chart, and the whole thing is like supply. All supply, no demand.
Right. Zero demand, guys.
So I just want to put that PSA out there. Like, if you're one
and
of
guess
those
what,
guys
you're
going
to end up in mine and Adrian's text conversations if you send it to us.
Exactly. You know, yeah. I mean, it's just, it's so disappointing. It's disappointing. Like, you think you're going to get laid like that?
No dick pic is safe. Not, I agree. I don't care who you are.
I think it was Uncle Mo that said on the show. He was like, listen, if you send me tits, I'm showing somebody. If you send, and I'm like, okay. But, and also, here's another big thing. I don't want to see your dick, and I don't want to send my pussy to someone else unless we're fucking, because why am I going to have that buildup? Why am I going to have that frustration for myself? If I'm not fucking you, you're not getting pics from me. And if you're not fucking me, I don't want to get pics from you. For me, I use sexting and, you know, dick pics and pussy pics or whatever. And I actually am really into that, but I'm not doing that unless there's something coming later. Like, what's the point of doing that?
I will completely be honest with the fact that I can count on one hand the amount of naked pictures I've ever sent to anybody.
Listen, Linda.
It's just
I'm into it, and I don't care. They're out there.
I would love, and I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much. It's just
when you're in a relationship, you don't send. See, I'm all about sexting.
I was
sending
in a long distance relationship, and I still didn't. But I also have been burned in the past by it, so I think maybe there's some like deep.
You know, I've had good guys in my life, and I will say the person that started it for me was Pawn Star. He and I mean, we made videos together. This is back in AOL chat rooms. Okay, we had to do like control alt per screenshot, you know, like those were our original dick pics and pussy pics. But I trust him implicitly. Anybody I send a pic to, I trust. So, I mean, are they showing their friends? Probably. But I'm not offended by that. I mean, did I show their big dick? Likely. Yeah. But
it was all bragging. It was all for bragging.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, look at this fucking dick I'm sitting on. But I'm just saying, like, if you're not fucking me, don't be. I don't want to see it. And I'm not sending you nothing. Yeah. You know,
if I'm not benefiting from it.
Yeah. I need the act to follow.
It's called worth, guys. It's called worth. Yeah. We're just knowing our value now. And
While we're speaking of penises, here comes this is my favorite new segment I'm going to start. It's called So Many Penises, So Little Time. And I'm cracking up because
imagine that being our problem right now. It's not. By choice, guys.
Right. Okay, so, but I want to talk about this because a friend of mine was like, Adrian, there's so many different penises out there. And I was like, oh my God, you're right. All right, so I'm going to start naming some and we're just going to talk about them. Okay, so, all right, so have you ever seen a pencil dick?
Fortunately, I have not. Or maybe unfortunately. I don't know. I haven't seen one.
No, I've heard they're bad, so I'm glad that I've never had that experience here. But pencil dicks are a thing. All right, so then there's the curved dick. You ever been?
I feel like I have
done, yeah, I have, you know, the first guy I ever had sex with, he had a curved dick, and I was just like,
just like, so that was went your to standard, the left, that was your standard.
I was like, I was like, okay, I guess this is normal.
You can only go up from there. Literally.
All right, so we have,
or to the left,
right from we there. Have the hook, the micropene. I don't want to go there. I've already discussed micropenises. I still have hurt feelings about that, so I don't want to talk about micropenises.
Triggered.
Yeah, I'm very triggered by that. We have mushroom clouds. Oh my God, I've seen one of those before. Have you ever seen one of those before? Like a really big head?
Really, really big head? Not like an unproportionate.
Yes, I was in grad school and this guy, like, and I was just, oh my God, it was, oh my God, this is so awkward. But I just like jerked it off. I was like, I'm not putting that in my mouth. And I'm also not putting that inside of me, but I'll go ahead and jerk it off for you. Like, I'll take one for the team right now. And that was it. And that was all. I was like, okay, I'm done, Mario. Or whatever. I was like, we're done here. Toadstool. Like, we are done. I was like, I don't want to see that ever again. Oh, okay. God. So you have like the thick but short. Oh, that's disappointing. And then the long but thin, that's the same way, you know? The cork. Oh my God. Here's another one I heard. The one-eyed yogurt slinger. does these things. Stanley the power drill, you know, like the dick that's like, like, you know what I mean? Like that happens.
We gotta, yeah.
And then Thor's hammer. That sounds enticing, but oh my God, this one made me laugh so fucking hard. Sea cucumber. Just so you know, I've had, have you ever had an uncircumcised penis before?
I personally have never been with an uncircumcised.
I've had one. And I remember I was just like, torpedo! Like, it kind of freaked me out. And I think the biggest thing with those is like, you need to make sure the man's having a lot of hygiene going on. It wasn't the worst thing, but it was definitely weird. But I will say, I felt like he got more pleasure out of like the skin moving. Yeah. So
I've
like,
heard that like it's more pleasurable if you're uncircumcised, for at least for the man.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know for females.
So here's another thing.
I'm curious.
This is so funny. My cousin from New York was like, Adrian, he's out there. I'm going to go visit him next month or in August. I can't fucking wait. But he was like, you need to talk about the tan banana. He's like, you know, like, or he's like, or the one that's like a completely different color. He's like, you know, you have like some ginger that has like this big brown penis. And I'm like, oh my God. But I have been with like, I call it like the rainbow dick, like the rainbow ice pop, like the, hold on, like the rainbow popsicle dick. You know what I'm talking about? Where it's like just different shades. Have you ever had that? I've seen that a couple times. It doesn't bother me, but I'm just saying I've seen it.
I don't think I have. I'm trying to
think. They're out there.
I'm like thinking, and I'm not really sure that I've seen that.
The but tan banana.
I can't completely rule out the fact that I maybe it was dark.
Yeah. Maybe, someone maybe else was, said a weapon of ass destruction. I'm like, okay, listen, we're starting to get to like porn names and stuff. Like this has gone too far. But there's so many penises out there, you know, like so little time.
Yeah, lots of different. They've all got kinds. Character.
Yes.
So. I mean,
let me ask you a question. Have you ever been with somebody who named their dick?
I have too. And I'm.
All right, what was the name?
I don't remember. Dude, I was trying to think. I don't remember.
I had a guy. I've had one guy who named it Buster. And girl, it was like, seriously, he would be like, Buster's ready or Buster's happy. And I'm like, can we not do that anymore? It was grossing me out.
I see like the cleverness behind that, but like, no.
I know. It kind of freaked me out. I know. So if you're out there naming your penis, like maybe keep that to yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just not a fan of that.
And maybe just like pick something that's a little bit more sexy.
I don't know. It feels like I'm
or
talking.
Just don't.
Yeah.
Or just don't. Like,
Okay, so another thing too, I want to put this out there. I feel like the height has something to do with the big perfect dick. So that's one thing we didn't mention. The perfect dick. Oh, and they are out there, let me tell you. But I feel like men who are 5'11", 5'10", like to me, in my experience, those have been the biggest dicks I've ever had. I'm not saying that like taller men are slacking, but I'm saying 5'11", that's a sweet spot for me. And I've been talking about this with a lot of people and they're like, yeah, we agree.
Okay, so there's exceptions, I feel like, but
I mean, there always are, but I just feel like in general, like
I'm trying to think. You're putting me on the spot. I'm like, now I got to think about penises.
All right, will you get back to me on that? But I want to talk about something I was really excited to talk about with the whole like penis thing is, are you a grower or a shower? And so I went on TikTok and I asked everybody, and I also had like an anonymous poll on Instagram. And I will say there is a resounding group of growers, teen grower.
I just found out about growers and showers like 2 years ago. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And a friend of mine was like, yeah, like some people are growers and some people are showers. And I was like, why am I today years old just finding this out?
I would say like 90% are growers, 5% are showers, and then like 5% are both.
Both.
Like they're like 4 or 5 inches soft and then bam, like 7-8 inches hard.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen I mean, I've seen a lot, but I got to be honest with you. My favorite thing is a grower, and something else that I absolutely love to do is, and I used to do this all the time with Mr. July. Like my favorite thing to do is I always would be like, don't get hard. Do not get hard. Like we can mess around, but don't get hard yet. I like to watch it grow. And I like
to say, you want to see your hard work pay off.
And I like to feel it grow in my mouth. That's a thing. So like I will slowly, I like to play with it like while it's still in your boxers. And then one of the hottest things. Have you ever done this before? Have you ever undressed a man and done this before?
Yes.
Add it to your list. Okay, so you have. All right, so I love like slowly pulling off like their boxers and like this huge dick just like bouncing up. And I'm like, fuck yeah. Like I'm going to fuck it up. Just choke me with it right now. You know what I mean? Like I'm all about that. So, and I love to like watch it grow. That's so, it's so crazy.
It's but like
that,
yeah, that's a watching. Thing. It's like watching your hard work pay off. You're like, yes. Okay. Oh, you're happy to see me?
Yes, exactly. Mm. I know. I'm very into that. Yeah. Mm, looking forward to that you again. Too. Here we go. Here she goes. Okay. Oh my God. But I have something so funny. So, you know, I'm asking all of everybody, are you a grower? Are you a shower? And like I said, I have amazing followers out there and great fans of the show. And I love hearing from them. So this guy comes back and he's like, can I be both? And I'm like, I guess you can be, right? And I
you
will
know
say
your dick better than anybody else. And we assume.
He goes, by the way, he was like, I have 4.5 inches of girth.
That's an ass.
Listen, I think you might want to call a doctor. So I immediately go, wait a minute, like in diameter? And he's like, Adrian, no, like how you measure muscles like around.
You look straight across.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, I thought.
That's what I was picturing too.
Me too. And so I was dying laughing and I told him, I was like, I'm talking about this in the show because I fucking thought that's what it was. And so my mind is like, oh my God, like you cannot wear gray sweatpants ever. I mean, I was like in tears that I fucking thought that. Like,
you need a whole nother leg for your sweatpants? Yeah.
I mean, that shit's out of control. Oh my God. Oh, so many penises, so little time. But I will say, when you get that perfect penis, do you know what I'm talking about? It's long, it's strong, it stays fucking hard. It's
friction thick. On.
It is like beautiful and it's just like stands up perfectly. And also when they take care of their balls really well, I mean, ding, 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 motherfucker. I have a hard time saying goodbye to those.
Hard. Time. It's a hard time.
It's a hard time.
All right. So times are hard right now.
I know. I need to get the fuck out of here because my mind is racing. All right. So before we do, you have this great idea, Carissa. Mm-hmm.
This was my idea. So
I'm nervous about this, but you're going for it.
Yeah. We are going for it.
I'm
doing it for both of us.
Okay.
You
say it. You announce it.
Okay. So I had this idea, and it's just mainly because I also benefit from it. So, since Adrian has been becoming more and more popular.
Oh, thank you.
No. On TikTok.
Yeah.
You know.
TikTok famous.
Hashtag circle.
Yeah.
Hashtag TikTok famous.
Yes.
So, we opened up a P.O. box for her.
Yes.
So
we're going to give the address and then whatever anybody sends, we're going to do like an unboxing video. We're going to do like an event together.
Yeah, so we are going to unbox these things together.
Okay.
And I don't know. I think it could be entertaining.
And maybe we'll send some stuff back.
I know it's going to be entertaining. And maybe,
yeah,
you know, we will reward you for your efforts. And
I'm scared.
I am excited.
I'm giving you a key to the box so you can go check as well. And then we'll do video unboxing. And let's see maybe. Yeah.
So, you know.
All right. So I'll name the address. Okay. So here it is. So
okay,
it's
here we go.
P.O. Box 95, Jessup, Maryland. That's Jessup. That's a weird name, I know. 20794. So whatever they send us, Carissa, we will collect. And then we'll video us unboxing it live. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll do like a TikTok live.
Yeah.
And then we'll video it.
Well,
okay.
Or even like on Instagram or something like that.
Yeah.
You know,
we'll make it an event,
you know, for when you get banned from TikTok.
I know.
Regardless, it's going to be somewhere or everywhere. And you get to watch us open.
I think it's kind of fun because I don't have video for my show yet. I'm working on it. But I think it would be fun for people to see us do that. And then, like I said, you know, maybe we'll send some stuff back.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Oh my God. I see men buying underwear and being like, send it back. Yeah. Take it out of the package and send it back, you know?
So if you could just put these on real quick and,
and send them back,
wear them for 3 days, go to the gym and then send them back to me.
My God.
Great.
All right. So again, this is your idea, Carissa. All right. So P.O. Box 95, Jessup, Maryland, Jessup 20794. And we'll see what happens.
Yeah. And I mean, we'll, you know, if you send two.
Hilarity will ensue.
Yeah. And if you send two, like, you know.
Of something.
Yeah.
we'll share a few things, but not everything.
Yeah,
so
right.
Be
you
mindful.
Know, if you send one rosy, like, it's one of the, like, one of us gets it.
I know, yeah.
But we don't need that. So
Right. So, you know, use your imagination.
Yeah.
Okay. And okay. Carissa, this is your idea. I'm just putting this out there. It's all your idea.
I'm we'll pumped.
See. Okay. And
I was like, oh, wow, Adrian, you have a lot of followers. Go open a P.O. box now. And so she was like, no, I don't think I'm going to. And I was like, yeah, you are. Yes, you are.
Devil, angel. Got it. Thunder, lightning.
Right.
Boom.
Exactly. Except I'm like the devil and the devil.
There's, right. Yeah. I know.
And well, no. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's like a more positive devil.
There you go. That's me. No. Oh, God. All right. So I just want to say, Carissa, it has been so fun having you here. And you are definitely coming back on the show. And hey, that P.O. box will have us on video. So there you go. We'll be doing that. And make sure you follow me on Instagram at Midlife Craving, because TikTok, there's no way, girl, my account's going to stay. My Just the Tip Tuesday segments, I am... Literally, I'm working the system as best I can, but it's rough.
Their censorship is delectable, though.
I know. Yeah. I'm in the kitchen. I mean, it's good, right? Oh, my God. By the way, so I did this video of me with an egg yolk, and I'm rubbing my finger on it lightly and gently. I'm like, do this. And then I push my finger through the yolk, and I'm like, not that. And so a bunch of my friends were like having this debate. They're like, are you talking about the ball sack? Are you talking about boobs? I'm like, no, all the fucking of the clit. Above. No, I'm like, the fucking clit. No, what to like?
And if you know, I know you know, you
know.
Though,
like, yeah. And if you don't know, now you know. Like, get it together. Like, you should not be touching a clit roughly. Like, rub it gently.
It's not a button.
Right, exactly. And well, like, it is a destruction button eventually. Like,
but we don't press the destruction button.
Exactly.
We don't mash the button. We just, you know, gentle.
I know. So my Just the Tip Tuesdays are a lot of fun over on TikTok. I'm pushing them on my Instagram page because I know they'll live there forever. And I'm having a lot of fun with it. And you know what? I'm helping people. Like, a lot of people are learning a lot. So I'm happy for that.
And we have some really good ideas.
Oh, I know. They're coming up. Oh, I know. All right. So
my favorite thing is to just like brainstorm.
I know.
It's all so of fun. Our ideas. It's so
good
fun.
Times. Yeah. I know. Oh, my God. This week. I mean, so this is funny. I was in my thing is on TikTok is I'm in the kitchen, you know, and I'm using kitchen tools like, you know, a wooden spoon, or I actually broke out a wooden rolling pin. And so I took flour and just like splashed it on my face. And I was like, happens every time, like recording. And my daughter walks in the room. She was like,
did you make funnel cake again?
She was like, what's going on? She's like, what's going on? I'm like, mommy's working. And she's just like,
hard at work.
Okay. I'm like, listen, mommy's working. Okay.
Don't worry about it. This is what hard work looks like.
Right. Exactly.
Pulling a pound of flour on your head.
Oh, man. All right. So
she's probably really like, I can't wait for this no D diet to end.
I know. So funny.
She's like, my mom is going to stop pouring flour on herself.
All right. So I will see you guys in 2 weeks. And I am so excited about my next guest. He is a famous TikToker. Big Bald Dude is his name. I actually talked about him in episode 4 because he has this hilarious TikTok. You've seen it, right?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Okay, yes. He bursts.
It's relatable.
So fucking relatable.
You don't have to be 40 to relate to this.
He bursts into a room and he goes, now, who are y'all? And then one guy goes, oh, me, I'm Hofes. And over there is emotional issues or trust issues. And he's like, what's up? And he goes, over there is alcoholism. And there's this guy that's like bottles everywhere. And he's like, what's happening, baby? And he goes, down there is don't care no mo. And the guy goes, what's popping? I mean, it's like one of the funniest TikToks ever, but he's coming on the show and I'm so excited. I'm also bringing back my world famous Just the Tip segment. And I love when a man is there for Just the Tip because I feel like they bring a whole different like realm of tips in the bedroom. So I'm super excited for that. And so, all right, Cravers, get them stamps ready and you better lick it before you stick it because we're going to be waiting by our box.
That's right. Fill the box.
Fill the box.
Fill the box. We need it.
Help me. I'm poor.
Help me. I'm on a 60-day no-D diet.